The Okotoks Oilers' biggest source of offense and last line of defense are up for year-end awards. Rieger Lorenz was named a finalist for the Most Valuable Player, Rookie of the Year and Top Forward categories, with Jack McNaughton up for Top Goaltender, as the Alberta Junior Hockey League announced its award nominees for the 2021-22 season on February 22. "It is a little surprising, but I'm super proud of myself," said Lorenz on being a finalist in three categories. "I think my hard work has paid off." For the MVP award, Lorenz is up against the league's top point producer in Brooks Bandits forward Ryan McAllister, Lloydminster Bobcats goalie Colby Thornton, and Bonneville Pontiac Cash Rasmussen. The Rookie of the Year vote will be between Lorenz, Brooks Bandits offensive defenseman Zach Bookman, Lloydminster's Ethan O'Coin, and Spruce Grove Saints' Jaden Davis. The Top Forward Award, a new category for the AJHL, has Lorenz, St. Caden Gault, Bandits sniper TJ Hughes, and Fort McMurray Oil Baron Tyler Wallace up for the award. Lorenz ranks second among rookies in scoring and is fifth in the AJHL points race, with a remarkably consistent rate of production from the start of the season. "I think it's just work ethic on the ice and off the ice consistently," he said. "If you keep going at it, you're going to have success. And I think that's what I've found this year. Mentally on the ice is a big one, staying in the game and not getting caught up in the highs and lows of games, that's benefited me." Lorenz, the only 2004-born skater among the top 20 in league scoring, has established an Oilers rookie single-season record with 83 points, 37 goals, 46 assists, in 57 games. "I don't think too much about that. Obviously it's a great honor," he said. "It's a great organization with lots of history to it, so it is super exciting. What is front of mind is the rapidly approaching postseason with just 3 games left in the regular season. You can see the mood is kind of changing," Lorenz said of the excitement. "We're getting dialed in here. We all believe we have the team to go far in the playoffs and want to go out there and prove it." Okotoks Oiler Jack McNaughton was voted a finalist for AJHL Top Goaltender for the 2021-22 season. Brent Calver, Okotoks Today, a key cog in the playoff run, was also recognized by the league. McNaughton, up against Thornton, the Drayton Valley Thunder's Jackson Berry, and Canmore Eagle Andre Proctor Ramirez for the award, is tied for the league lead with 4 shutouts and ranks second with a 2.35 goals against average. "You want to strive for it. As of right now, playoffs is probably the biggest picture," McNaughton said of the nomination. "But it's always nice to get rewarded like that and get noticed like that. It's definitely a big confidence booster going into playoffs." The Calgarian joined Okotoks midway through the season after spending the previous 3 years with the Western Hockey League's Calgary Hitmen. He made an immediate impression with 2 consecutive shutouts as a member of the Oilers in late November. "That was huge for me," he said. "The guys in front of me played well. I don't think either of those games got above 22 shots. In 25 games with the Oil, the 6'1" netminder has a record of the 2nd of August 14. "That's been nice. You get into a rhythm and a flow when you're playing quite a bit," McNaughton added. "It's just trying to play consistent, and playing back-to-back as well helps you get into those rhythms a little bit easier. Over the last couple years with COVID, I haven't been able to play that much, so I'm just trying to get as many games as I can in and show we're a really good team here and we're going to make a push this year." He attributed his success in Big Rock Country to the Okotoks coaching staff, listing bench boss Tyler Dace and goalie coach Derek Perfield in particular. "It's just listening to what they have set out for us for games. They lay out everything pretty well for us," McNaughton said. "And the guys as well, they're well directed on the ice, so I think just learning from everybody, what kind of systems we're using has been key to my success this year." The W.G. Scott Memorial Trophy, given to the league's outstanding defenseman, features the prolific Bookman, Robert Kincaid of the Camrose Kodiaks, Brett Bamber of the Thunder, and Bonneville's A.J. McCauley. The Don McNabb Memorial Trophy, awarded to the most dedicated player, has Calgary Canuck Connor Bertamini, Drumheller Dragon Miles Hillman, Grande Prairie Storm Nathaniel Beard, and Bonneville Pontiac Austin Saint as its nominees. The Coach of the Year finalists are Eric Thurston of the Thunder, Nigel Dube of the Lloydminster Bobcats, Kevin Hasselberg of the Dragons, and Ryan Papioanu of the Bandits. The finalists, 2 from each division, were voted on by the AJHL's coaches and general managers. The award winners will be announced during the final week of the regular season. For more information, go to okotoksoilers.ca.